We're joined now by John Horgan on the phone now. John, Nicholas Simons doesn't exactly have the highest profile. Is this really going to benefit your campaign, having this?
Oh, I think it's a big boost to the campaign. We've had 8 weeks of debates crisscrossing the province, talking to New Democrats, talking to British Columbians. Nick has been a participant in that, bringing forward issues around poverty, about child protection. And for him to decide at this last minute that of all the candidates on the ballot that I'm his favorite, I'm the one that he believes can best reflect the values of NDP members as leader and ultimately as premier, is a big boost for my campaign.
Do you expect, John, this will stay the same way, that we'll have four people going into the vote on the 17th?
Well, I wouldn't have predicted this to start with, so I can't predict the future. Nick and I had a discussion last night. The campaign was in Terrace, meeting with members there. And Nick and I had a discussion after the meeting, and he made his decision after discussing it with his campaign team. So I can't predict the future, but I'm certainly delighted that that Nick's come on board, and I believe that it'll put some wind in my sails as we go through the next 7 or 8 days to the vote on the 17th of April.
Well, just to clarify a bit, obviously this decision just didn't come last night. There must have been some talks between the two of you for a bit of time now.
Well, no, actually, that's not the case. Nick has been participating in all of the activities of the campaign, as all the other candidates have. But last night, we've been it's a grueling process. We've been at this now for a couple of months, and Nick discussed it with his campaign team. We got together, and we had a discussion, and he decided he was going to withdraw from the race and back me, and that's just how it happened.
John, with the federal election campaign going on now, the NDP vote has kind of been put in the background. Do you find that this has affected the campaign at all?
Well, interestingly, we were in Terrace last night. Nathan Cullen is the member of parliament from the area, an NDP member of parliament. His campaign shut down for the evening, and we filled a room at the Terrace Hotel, and it was an exciting night and a night that recharged the batteries for the federal campaign. I think people went away comfortable that all of the candidates demonstrated a depth of understanding of policy issues, some humor, some personality, and I think that it's nothing but good news for campaigns as we roll through to the 17th.
Hey, John.
It is disappointing that it's overshadowed by international events and by a federal campaign, but I think we're going to be very strong on the 17th.
Hey, John, thanks for joining us.
Okie doke. Bye now.
John Horgan, the NDP leadership candidate, is one of four now, as Nicholas Simons has dropped out of the race to support Mr. Horgan. And again, April 17th, Sunday, is the date of the big vote. And you can hear full coverage right here throughout the day, including the anointing of a new leader here on News 1130.